morning, McColgan.
Good morning, my friend.
Look, this is a very, very, very private audio boo, and if it leaks out into the public domain, if it goes up as a public audio boo, I hope nobody will listen to it, because it contains secret information which you and I have been sort of touching on during the last few months. Look, it looks to me, Mac, as if the word has got out. Somehow there's been a leak that there might be an audio boo convention, conference, gathering, whatever you want to call it, that a load of people who are using audio boo as a communication platform might actually meet face to face in Dublin later this year. Now, I don't know how this word actually got out. You know, I think it's we obviously have a few gaps in our communication method, and I'm kind of just a little bit afraid that if we don't watch it, that some people will, you know, start getting in on the act, and the next thing, before we know it, it won't just be, you know, a small number of people gathering privately in a secret place in order to, you know, enjoy each other's company face to face and make some remarkable audio together. It won't be like that anymore. It'll be like a bloody gold rush, and we'll have people coming from, you know, Vancouver, Brisbane, Bosnia, you know, even from far away as Northampton. I mean, god damn, if we got people coming from Northampton, there would be big trouble, I can tell you that, because over here in Ireland, people from Northampton are treated as if they're, you know, different, you know. And, you know, I'd be afraid that in addition to the Scottish contingent, and we know what their reputation is like, we'd get some people from Devon, you know, and they'd be probably trying to keep the peace, you know. And you can, you know what happens when people trying to keep the peace with other people. So look, I don't know what we're going to do now, because I think the what do they say, the ball is beginning to blow up. What on earth are we going to do? I mean, 2015 was a great idea, you know, because if you say it's going to happen in 2015, people think, well, it's never going to happen, you see, so they don't even have to think about it and all that. So perhaps the best thing we can do is say, we've decided there's going to be an audio boo gathering in 2016, and then it's bound to, you know, get no traction. But then just, how about we privately, just you and me, nobody else definitely, we start the planning, right? We get down to the nitty-gritty, right? Nitty-gritty things is like, you know, things like, what pub are we going to have that pint in, and, you know, that dram, and forgive me, that sounded a dreadful Scottish accent there, Mac, just awful, you know, but perhaps we do some of that kind of secret, you know, back passage stuff, because, you know, I really do think, you know, if this reaches Stephen Fry, we're you know, between you and me, man, we're fucked. You know, if Stephen Fry is coming to this, you know, or if word gets out that he's coming to it, you know, jeez, I mean, we'll end up having to do it on the side of a mountain or something, you know, Moses coming down from the mountain. Can you imagine Stephen Fry coming down from the mountain carrying a burning bush in his right hand, you know, saying, you know, audio is the way. The first commandment is, thou shalt... Well, thou shalt have no false gods. All that, you can just imagine the Ten Commandments according to the burning bush. You know, you can just imagine Stephen Fry at this kind of thing. I mean, he would really, really go wild about it, you know. And, you know, there'd be those kind of... I mean, what I'd be worried about also is that all those people, you know, who think they're going to meet Wholesome Ireland and get a load of free nosh, are going to be coming, you know, and that poor woman's going to be, you know, she's trying to keep her family on hardly any money and, you know, trying to help the rest of us to get by, you know, eating wholesome food in an unwholesome world. Well, I mean, she's trying to make the world more wholesome, isn't she, really? But anyway, you know, if the word got out that she was going to be there, you know, we'd have people coming just for the food rather than for the high, intelligent conversation that we're, of course, going to have. And, you know, frankly, you know, the chances of us spending the weekend just playing Maria Callas between you and me and, you know, with the right people, that'd be blown out of the water. I mean, and I'd be really worried that, you know, one or two of these Canadian people, you know, would stop dreaming about coming to Ireland and they'd actually come, you know, get in a coracle and sail across, or where are they going to get here? But anyway, look, this is very important that we don't let this leak out, that we continue to hold the line, that 2016 there'll be a very big meeting, and that people can start saving now for it. You know, that's good, because they won't. I'll be too far off in any way, you know. And anyway, look, this whole thing about the cost, well, you know, we don't tell anybody, right? But, you know, there's nothing would stop us kind of taking on board a sponsor. Now, dare I say we could get a sponsor? I mean, I think we should definitely say only a blithering idiot would sponsor a crowd of, you know, revelers who hadn't seen each other before, who would probably be too bloody excited to do anything, record any kind of decent audio. You know, I mean, the notion that we would start, you know, audios from that weekend saying, "Hello, it's McColgan here, welcoming you on behalf of Clark Shoes. Clark's, the shoes you need to climb the mountain with Dean Reed. Right, off we go," you know. Can you just imagine that sort of stuff? I mean, just can you imagine, you know? And you could imagine, you know, "Hello, welcome, it's Paul O'Mahony talking with Documentally here. Documentally, who endorses, you know, drams of Drambuie or whatever, you know, red wine and whiskey is about his strength, as far as I can see." But just, can you just imagine the whole thing about, you know, Christian, what do you call him, Pilgrim Chris and his tent poles being sponsored by a tent pole for wild, you know, wild walks or walks on the wild side? I mean, it just wouldn't, you know, I mean, it could really get very, very cheesy, tacky, yuck. We have to maintain a high moral tone on this one, right? And the whole thing will have to be done for a not-for-profit cause, right? Now, Mac, by the way, just between you and me, if we can make a shekel or two out of this ourselves, like, you know, have you ever set up a travel agency, Mac? You know, I mean, I reckon we could actually, you know, have Audioboo boat trip coming in the direction of Ireland. We'll sort of do an affiliate link with one of the ferry companies and we'll get all these people to come on the same ferry across to Ireland. And of course we'll tell them that this is an unrivaled opportunity to meet and talk with each other and to make audio. But we'll get paid. Okay, Mac? What do you think? You and me, we'll make a little bit on the side, right? The McManny you know, fruit gum company. We'll register it in the Cayman Islands or somewhere like that, you know. I don't know if you're registered for VAT, but we'll definitely find a way around that, okay? Okay, Mac, look, keep this entirely to yourself, you know, and, you know, this is, of course, a private audio boo. It's not, you know, anyone who's listened to it, by the way, who's, you know, if it does get out by any means or other into the public domain, anyone who's listened to it, please do the honourable thing and expunge all memory of what you've just heard. Just expunge that, you know, you're on a sacred vow of trust, you know, we have to keep this mic very, very tight. Okay, look, my friend, we'll, hopefully we'll just keep this going in the back passage, you know. I don't know how your back passage is, but mine is fairly clear at the moment, you know. Okay, all the best, Mike. Bye.